you need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live. We're live now. Welcome back to Stand Up for News. We're stand-up comedians, and we do the news. Basically, I got my co-host here, Ernie. Ernie, say hello.
What's up?
And we have our musician here, as always, the Starlight Collector.
That's right.
The artist currently and always known as Christopher Wright. Give it up for him. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. That was great.
Yeah.
Good job.
Tight.
All right. What's going on in the news today?
You know. Well, everybody knows.
It's right there on the TV right now.
Roman versus Wayne.
Roman. Oh, God.
Garth versus Wayne?
No, not Garth versus Wayne.
Roe versus Wade.
Roe v. Wade, James.
Roe v. Wade.
Roe versus, yes, it was a Supreme Court hearing. It was a Supreme Court case back in the 70s, 1973, yeah.
Who won? I thought it was a good fight or something that I missed.
It was a fantastic fight, and it set a legal precedent that a lot of people disagree with. I personally tend to agree with
Roe
it, because I think Roe and Wade were like two. Ultimately, Roe was the winner, if I'm not mistaken.
Roe beat Wade.
You know, if I were to Wade, I don't think it was exactly one that route.
And
person.
Now it's a group of people. It was a couple of cases, but
I like getting wet.
It's yeah. Fine. So now they're trying to leave it up to states' rights, which historically
is
a bad move.
They want a rematch or something.
Basically, they want to leave it up to states' rights, which historically has been kind of a bad move, in my opinion. So. You know, that's my hot take on it. So
I'm gonna pick Roe for
the
win.
I don't have a joke
rematch here,
unfortunately.
I just needed some explanations. You know, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, well, me neither. But it was an important thing. This is a huge blow to women's rights. Unfortunately, it means that people who have a lot of money and have the ability to potentially travel the state lines across red states to get abortions can do it, and anybody else is pretty much screwed. So
I love that there's one woman in here, and when it comes to the right to life, she's not talking. But keep going, guys.
Woman,
it's
right?
Awesome. I want to hear about your bodies and what happens whenever, you know, they contract a human life
thing,
out of it.
Right.
I
usually just end up falling asleep,
right?
I guess.
So you
right?
Tell me.
Last time I checked,
if you should be allowed to get abortions or whatever.
What? What'd you say?
I said you're a woman. Tell us if you think it's okay to get yourself abortions or not.
I am both left and right. I think it's your choice. If you don't agree with it, don't get abortions.
Yeah.
If you agree with it, go crazy,
but
don't go crazy. Let's not go crazy.
Of course,
but you know.
I told you about my friend earlier.
Within reason.
I knew this one chick. I told Ernie earlier. This chick was so liberal that she got an abortion just so she could say she had an abortion and she can have one. Isn't that crazy?
My goodness.
Facts.
And she was a lesbian.
Facts.
Wow.
She was a lesbian.
There's so many layers to that. That's wow.
What
not
do you
facts,
think? What do you think
facts.
They're going
to
flip this thing from 73, Rach?
Oh, lovely.
We
you
get
know,
to vote on it, I think,
I forget
right?
Sometimes. I'm hanging out with comedians.
I, when there's a line and I don't agree with it, I'm just like, okay, and step over it.
Yeah, right.
I honestly think people are going to do what they want to do. It's just going to get more dangerous to do it.
Remember we looked up all the countries that don't allow abortion? And they were like Iraq and the Gaza Strip.
Egypt.
And like... Egypt.
Do you know what? Okay, let's go to... Since
I don't
we're on,
want to
since
visit
we're on,
too many of them places anyway.
Since we're on women's rights, let's go ahead and talk about this. In Egypt, do you know what they do there to females around puberty?
Give them abortions.
Oh, I think I might know what...
Oh, no, they're not allowed
to. What do you think it is, real quick?
Is it the female circumcision or whatever they call it?
Female circumcision,
I think is what they call it.
It's a medical term. It's not dirty. This country
is
weird.
No, it's definitely an anatomical thing.
Yeah. It's basically removing the sensitive part of a female's anatomy instead of a male's. So there you go. And that's at the age of 12.
Why don't we vote on that, Roe versus Wade?
Yikes.
Can that be in there, too?
I know that's not funny, but it's not supposed to be sometimes.
Sure, yeah, no, it's real, you know. Sometimes this, you know, things happen. It's life.
I would vote against that.
You know,
if
you can't spell abortion
thing,
without
I'd say, let's
I.
Let's not remove
you know,
the woman.
There's always an I in abortion, but you know what? It does take two, but Daddy and Me makes three.
Spelling's hard for me, you guys.
I'm like, well, there is an I in there.
Yeah, clearly we've seen your key cards.
B O R T.
You know what's gonna go through the roof? It's STDs are gonna just. Instead of going, hey, you know, I've got Hep C or you can't get that. Never mind. Stupid. I've got hepatitis or still going the wrong way. Same thing. I've got herpes. I can say that. Also a medical term. Herpes. Did I say that clear enough? Herpes.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
okay. Anyway, so instead STDs. Of going, hey, man, I have herpes. You got to go, hey. I'm clean, man. You got anything? like I'm clean.
Well, I mean, on top of that, with the rise of all the hookup apps and stuff, apparently, especially in Tampa Bay, even syphilis, chlamydia, all those STDs are on the huge rise when they were historically on a downturn. So everything's blowing back up.
Anybody a conspiracy theorist here?
No,
I'm not saying like you live your life to it. You wear like a
conspiracy.
I believe in things that are
shell
considered
on your
conspiracies.
Head and foil
sure,
around
say
your
that.
House.
I do
I'm
like
saying,
a good conspiracy.
Do you give doubt? Reasonable doubt.
Oh, sure. I never trust the official
absolutely.
Story.
Okay, so there is one conspiracy theory. So what's going to happen is. Baby, the population's gonna boom. Okay, more wages are already stressed. Education system, health, name it. It's all stressed. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and throw in people who can't afford a baby. That's why they're getting an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go
mm-hmm.
ahead and put. Okay, so now we got that. Mm-hmm. So the education mm-hmm. system mm-hmm. and health system. Mm-hmm. So we're dying younger and dumber and dumber and dumber every mm-hmm. generation. We're eventually gonna be the sheeple that we call ourselves now, except we're actually gonna be like manipulable, like mannequins mm-hmm. to do what they want.
Yep. It's like that movie now, Idiocracy. I swear.
Now, because of this, I think teachers and doctors are gonna get huge pay raises, right?
Mm.
Now,
right. I mean, you hope.
I do hope. Could create a population that's easy to vote, especially as far as like voting. Now you're literally getting trained, and so I'm at this point. It's probably being monitored. By somebody. I'm going to go ahead and say someone is listening
Bobby's
in.
A producer,
it
guys,
may,
so
may just be like a
thing.
Fan from 5 years ago, but someone's listening in.
Bobby's listening.
People will forget how to just, government, stop. We're going to forget how to breathe.
Right.
If we get any dumber, I swear, every day I snarl like a dog. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah. No.
Supreme Court's not going to overturn that thing, by the way. But if they do, it's time that we should invest in the coat hanger market.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's...
You said something like that last week about Texas,
I
right?
did. Make sure it's the metal ones. You can't really bend a plastic one straight Stop. To get it, you know, where it needs to
dang.
Go. I can say that. I never got close,
it's
did I, Bobby?
Boom in the market.
Did I, Bobby?
No, you're all... It's
thank
so
you. I do a good job of just... Walk the line.
No, that's how it's pointing, you know?
Melody.
Nostradamus predicted that. May 6, 2022 would be the... last day of Earth, the meteor is going to hit the. There's going to be a meteor shower too,
oh,
but
nice.
There's going to be a big old asteroid or something to hit the planet
on May 6th, 2022.
May 6th, 2022.
Oh man!
So we might not
was
get
that Friday.
To,
oh,
we
man.
Might not get to interview Tommy then
oh,
next Tuesday.
Man.
Tommy Chong's going to be calling in
the highlight of my life
interview.
You know what?
Yeah, right.
Right, my hero.
My hero.
Tommy Chong.
I know, right?
What's up, dude? I know you're not listening, but. Hey, man.
He might
I'm
be.
A fan.
He wanted to know what he's doing. You know?
Yeah,
so
we just showed Cheech and Chong's still smoking at our movie night the other week. And that was, that was awesome. It got huge laughs.
I just watched
dude,
the Corsica Brothers
packing.
2 days ago. I love that movie.
Nice. 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 Zing.
Here's a funny thing.
Boing.
Boing. Marvel and Disney, you know, because they own them now, they want to replace the Punisher's iconic skull symbol. Since it's associated with gun owners and Proud Boys and et cetera. And so they decided to change the Punisher's skull to something even more frightening. A picture of Rick Scott.
I'm not
before you're
Florida.
Gunned down
those
by the Punisher, you're getting
my heart, I guess.
You got to face down Rick Scott.
Jesus Christ, Rick
face
Scott.
Face down makes me laugh.
Senator Skeletor himself.
Sorry, I'm a... Sorry.
Johnny Depp said his wife
maybe
took a dump
I maybe they
on his bed.
Huh?
Did you hear that?
No.
Wait, what happened?
It says here, Johnny Depp said his wife took a dump on his bed, on his side of the bed to be exact.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Sounds like her lawyer's taking a crap in the bed right now, right? If she did that at my house, my dog Scrappy would probably just eat it.
Was that the punchline?
The punchline was his.
Does she give you kisses on your face?
Bed.
Does she give you kisses on
Scrappy's
your face?
Scrappy's a boy.
Yeah, does he give you kisses on your face? No.
No, but he'd probably eat that. What's her name? Heard.
Yeah, Amber Heard.
Her name.
Heard. Okay, Amber Heard.
I heard.
I heard.
He would eat her poop.
You know what?
Off of my bed.
I think. Politics have gotten to the point, it's like terms and conditions. It's like yes or no, yes or no. But when it comes to this, the weight of a human life is applied. And at that point, it's like, what, maybe 7 ounces, buck seven, buck eight.
Oh, we have a call. Is it Scott Patrick, our man on a street?
It certainly is.
Oh, it's time for man on a street.
Man on a street.
Man on a street, Scott Patrick. Bring us some news to stand up for.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, it's going. Good
What's
to
up,
hear from
Scott
you.
Scott Patrick.
Hi. So I'm standing outside right now in front of the Clearwater Sanitation Department, where I'm currently lobbying for them to change the name to the Amber Heard Dump. I think we should draw attention to, you know, proper ways for waste management. But I got a few stories, if you don't mind.
Fire Let's them hear off.
First off, how you doing, man? Just real quick.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Good to hear you.
Good. Good to talk to you too, man.
So, you know, you guys were just talking about the Roe v. Wade thing. You know, that's the big deal going on right now. The Roe v. Wade, I always just thought it was really weird how both names just seemed aquatic, you know, rowing and wading. But I think that people who aren't, you know, for Roe v. Wade, that are against it, must be more into aviation terms because they much prefer people to use hangers.
Oh, man.
Good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
good news.
Another story with this woman who had cancer, and she ended up losing her leg, but she just did 102 marathons in 102 days.
I saw that. That's amazing. Yeah. It makes me feel it makes me feel like what she did.
Makes me depressed.
Because it was one leg. That's a lot of running, and you would have thought she would have skipped a few.
Ironically, if you feel like that, you often find yourself in bed, so maybe she was just depressed. Sorry, keep going, man.
There was a Florida man, who was FaceTiming people randomly and just, you know, being nude. And people just, you know, flip over, they accept these calls, the guy just, you know...
What was his number?
...on his crank. But you can't serve for the crank calling, you know? But at least we can still call the people crank calling jerky boys or the crank anchors.
Crank anchors.
Nice.
Were you watching the Yankees?
Oh, my.
Chris Farley, you're my hero.
Don't randomly pick up your FaceTime people. You're not going to love what you see, I would imagine.
How do you know?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I guess I don't speak for all.
I didn't laugh because I was serious, but go ahead.
I'm going to get back at this and we're going to have the Amber Heard dump coming soon.
I heard that.
Right.
That's going to be a new thing.
Guys, killer show, guys.
You got any more news
for
us?
It's awesome to hear for us. Yeah, keep talking.
You and the crew listening to us there?
Yeah, I'll keep listening, but I got to get back.
All right. Get back to finding some news to stand up for there, buddy. All right, we love you. Give it up, guys, for
Scott Patrick,
the man on the street, on A Street.
That's right, man on A Street.
Man on a street. Hey, a bear in Florida chased a couple and their dog in front of their house and chased them in. It was caught on video. Good thing it wasn't a black bear. They would have shot it. They would have shot it. Those cops are jerks sometimes.
Yep.
Oh, that Elon Musk, he wants to buy YouTube and Facebook now after he bought Twitter. He wants to make them all into one combination, and it's going to be called You Twit Face.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, Elon Musk, we all heard he bought Twitter for $44 billion, but that's crazy, right? Because it's free on the App Store, right? Like, what a loser. Like, Twitter hasn't even been profitable for, you know, several years. He puts the twit in Twitter, literally.
Hey, we're going to do a segment called, what, Story Time now. So I'm going to ask you, Chris... Story time. Tell me a story. I want to hear about the craziest thing you've ever seen at one of your open mics.
Oh man, craziest thing at one of my open mics. Right. Well, I mean, there was that time. Remember Old Spice, Birdman, like, that one time at Russo's. That guy was pretty crazy.
We do a lot of open mics.
Man, what's the craziest thing I ever saw? You know, I'm gonna have to think. I've been doing mics for a couple years now, but the first thing that jumps out is
doing mics. So I guess you're top man. Like, you like those spin things you put on a table and turn.
You were doing Mike.
I thought you were doing
Sky.
I was about to say, you know.
What's the craziest thing you ever seen that happen, besides like Fisher King flying off our stage?
And gonna say that was pretty impressive. You know, I think it would be. Oh yeah, probably that time one of our comedian friends. I'm not gonna drop names, but it was one of our one of my friends' final open mics. Actually, I wasn't hosting it, but I saw it, and he was doing a set and. A bunch of people decided that he shouldn't be on stage anymore. We're literally going to like cancel him on stage. They just were just offended for basically nothing, even though, yeah, he was kind of pushing things and then immediately became retaliatory. And then the whole thing basically broke out into a giant just like fight, like yelling contest, and things were said. Nobody got hurt, fortunately, but the whole bar cleared. And it just went on and on and on. No one did anything really to stop it. The host just kind of didn't do anything. and then once everybody dispersed, the live stream is still going. It's like, all right, well, you know, we're gonna have our next comedian. I think it was Tommy Bell up next. We're gonna have Tommy Bell up next. And it's like, no, the show is
to the stage,
right? It's like, no, the show is over. Everybody's mad, offended. Everybody's gone. That's it. So I think that's probably the craziest thing I've seen in a mic.
Rachel,
so.
I got a question. Story time for you.
Sure.
Tell me the story of the best set you've ever had on stage and where
set.
It was at.
Set. Enunciate. Go ahead and say that again for me.
I said set.
Okay, sure. I was going to go a different route. Say. What was that one more time? Because I got distracted, huh?
You got to tell me a story now about the greatest time you had on stage.
Oh.
The best set you feel you ever had.
Ooh, I've had some good ones, but probably the best one I did, I winged it. I was really late, and I had recently met a young man, and young men are often kind of shy to talk about, you know, what they like and what they don't like, and I let him know it was okay to like whatever you want. You're a grown up now. Well, the younger ladies don't know that either. So I taught him a thing or two, and I showed on stage how to do it.
Is that the night you won?
No, that was at Side Splitters.
Oh, it's
Side Splitters, by the way. Wonderful comedy club. You should go. Great open mics. Great, man. They
visit
get some
all
good
locations.
They get great mic. They get great.
They bring
mics.
In
they
all
get
kinds of great comics, headliners. My fun experience time I want to share with you is the one time at my bar. Chris Berman was there. You know the Swami? You guys remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Swami, he's on SportsCenter. He was sitting at my bar at the Vinoy. And on the other side of the bar, because the RNC was in town, and all the big shots hung out there, was Candaliza Rice and, what's his name, Mitt Romney, right? And they're sitting there. And I go over to the Swami. I'm like, welcome back, Swami. What can I get you? He says, oh, give me 5 Bud Lights. I'm like, all right. I go get him 5 Bud Lights. I'm like, you must be thirsty. He's like, oh, I got company coming. And these two smoking hot chicks walked up behind and they looked like escorts. I don't know. I'm not here to judge, but they did. They were in an escort's uniform. Let's say that. And then I'm like, what can I get you two ladies? And they were like, hey, we'll get a... And then he's like, 2. And he swung around. He's like, where's the other 2? And they're like, don't worry, Swami. They're coming. So Swami ordered 4 escorts, right? And everybody's... It's just 3 of us at the bar besides Secret Service. And I turn around, I go over there and... I slap my hands down in front of Candaliza. I'm like, so what are you having, Miss Rice? 5 Bud Lights? And Mitt Romney, like, spit his drink out. He doesn't drink. He's like a Mormon or something crazy. Right. Hey, you guys, you got that cool guitar? Check that thing out, man. Yes. Where'd you get that sweet bad boy?
It was divined to me across the ether of the universe.
Oh, my God.
By a dear, near and dear friend.
Over the Rainbow Bridge and...
No, not the Rainbow Bridge. Ew, no. No one died.
No, not that Rainbow Bridge. The one in Thor.
The one in
where
Thor?
Where they travel through dimensions
through
the universe.
I didn't see that one, unfortunately. Oh, you mean like the subspace highway.
It's in the comic book. It's in Norseman lore. It's the Rainbow Bridge.
Fair
it's not
enough.
The one. Because I'm like, one time my friend's like, hey, don't worry, you'll see your dog Crunch, who is my sweet Rottweiler that died. You'll see him on the other side of the Rainbow Bridge when you die. I'm like, didn't Thor smash the shit out of that? And that, oh, sorry, Dad. Smash
that's
the heck out of that.
That's a professional here.
And destroy that bridge in part.
Thanks, James.
The end of part one. He caught it.
Go ahead and ruin that for.
I thought you said we're allowed to say that word. We just try not to, right?
It's very specific uses, but don't worry about it.
Was that one of them?
We'll figure that out. But
Bobby will figure it out for us.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Let's not obsess.
You guys, because I was supposed to have a slumber party with Howard.
Okay.
Wait.
How come I wasn't invited?
I don't want to get grounded for saying a naughty word.
Fair
me and Howard were going to play ninjas in the backyard and eat Oops All Berries Captain Crunch with
Maybe
Strawberry Quick and
Cash
watch scary movies.
Right.
All right, well, what's up with the guitar? Where'd you get that?
I think I already explained. Oh, yeah. It was divine to me from across the ether.
Can you play it for me?
There we go. I played it. So, I have a little bit of music news. Apparently, I don't know if y'all heard, but Naomi Judd, country music matriarch of the Judds, has died. I guess she died on the 30th, so that's a huge deal.
Maybe your parents went back in time.
Yeah, right. Right?
Maybe she just disappeared.
Right? Yeah, so the Judds are apparently doing a benefit show, I think in the next few days or weeks or something like that, and so that's kind of like the big music that's news sad. I found. But apparently Talib Kweli and Black Star is they're apparently doing a return. They're having a big comeback. So, you know, one act goes, another one returns. So it's kind of the way it is.
That. Circle of life.
I really can't.
So I'm going to play a song that's
playing the Judds?
Kind of near and dear to my heart. No, I don't know any country songs. I'm not a country fan, unfortunately.
You know,
Cowboy
or whatever?
Nah, I don't really. Nah, it's not that. Not my scene, man.
Death metal and.
Yeah, I like death metal. I like punk. I like rock and roll, man.
You're into hard rock and death metal and.
Yeah, James, let me play the song before we run out of time.
Oh, is it time already?
Yeah,
I got one more thing. Okay, so.
No, we gotta let him play the guitar.
Yeah, just let me do this real song real quick. So I was gonna say yesterday, May 2nd, it was the 33rd anniversary of Disintegration by The Cure, one of my favorite albums. So I'm gonna play a little piece from the end of the album. It's an untitled piece. Literally called Untitled. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
bee going.
Nice job.
That was pretty cool. I saw that. That was cool.
Where are you going to be at this week?
Java Cava on Friday and Saturday.
That's Friday and Saturday.
Literally it. Yeah, we've got it. No, we're doing a different event this Friday. We're doing called an open screen night. So the idea is if you have like funny YouTube videos or just some, you know, some dumb stuff to watch on the internet or memes or games or, you know, we can set up karaoke. We can do whatever we want.
But basically
the screen is open for people to show, you know, just fun stuff or, you know, if you have like nature documentaries or something, you know, it's kind of a more laid back sort of thing we're trying out. And Saturday will be open mic as normal. I believe we have Tommy Moon as our feature.
The musical a-hole.
Yep, he'll be at our show.
In Largo, right?
Yep, that's in Largo, 66th Street and Ulmerton.
Java Cava.
Java Cava.
66th Street.
Yeah, I forgot the exact addresses, but yeah, 66th Street, Ulmerton.
Ulmerton.
Cool.
Ulmerton.
Good time.
All right, well,
fire off another one for us.
I got one to finish with.
So there was a, apparently there's going to be a food shortage with the population boom in response to that. What people are doing, they're throwing up stages and putting up stands and just turning into music festivals. due to this, the criminal justice system's just under so much pressure already. It's exploding. The Biden administration was like, okay, we got to do something. So they legalize drugs in the future. Okay, stick with me. People don't die from overdoses. Stick with me. Biden administration gets a great economy boost. Stick with me. Yeah, this is okay with me. I'm actually okay with this. I've changed my mind.
Well, I'm going to finish it up with, did you hear about Cracker Jacks? They have cancel culture being faced with cancel culture, so they have to change their name due to racism and cancel culture. They're not going to call them Cracker Jacks anymore. They decided to go with the less offensive Honky Jacks. Honky Jacks. They're a great snack. They're Honky Jacks. They're not Cracker Jacks. That's it for us.
All right, good
We're
going to
pull the plug on this one.
Thanks.
Stand up for news.
We appreciate
stand
your time.
Stand up for you. So you can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Cause it's not like the news can stand up for itself. What if the news was born in a wheelchair and didn't have any legs or something?
Exactly.
Who's gonna stand up for it? We are.
We have
Call
to.
Us at Stand Up for News. See you next week with Tommy Chong.
Peace. Yes.
45 seconds.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.